From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Talk me through it. What'd you make of it?
Oh, my gosh, so many things to talk about. Budget, big picture comment. At a high level, I think there's a clear ideological about turn, isn't there, from the previous administration? I mean, the budget is setting a higher priority on reducing operational spending. There's still this focus on moving the government back into surplus, which ultimately means the government borrowing can eventually reduce. I just want to talk about the tax cuts, first of all, because I think how you view tax cuts depends very much on your starting angle and your viewing angle. I think it is important to acknowledge that the tax brackets haven't been adjusted for more than 10 years, and inflation has materially eroded your real inflation adjusted sort of incomes over that. So it's not unreasonable to adjust them, but it does have a revenue impact. You can't ignore that. You could argue that there should be an annual inflation adjustment to tax brackets, so you don't have to do this. Tax brackets reduce revenue by $14.7 billion over the next 4 years. That you get spending savings on the other side of a similar magnitude. They've been found over the ensuing 5 years as well. So the operating allowance, now operating allowance for people out there, if they want to explain, that's how much the government can spend on operational stuff, day-to-day stuff. So 25, 26, 27 has been reduced to $2.4 billion for each of those years. And budget 24 has been reduced from $3.5 billion to $3.2 billion. You then have the multi-year, what they call the capital allowance. So capital spending is different from operational spending. That's on stuff, you know, not ongoing, not business day-to-day stuff. That's been increased by $7 billion. Look, the government is still spending more than it did pre-COVID. But looking forward, the rate of increase has been significantly slowed. You need to look at from an economic and business point of view, you need to look at the underlying forecast. Unemployment rate peaks at 5.3%, but note that's an annual average. So you could get a quarterly number above that, and then it averages out at 5.3. Growth forecast, these are really important, Mike. June 24 is now forecast at -0.2, and growth forecasts further out have been revised lower, and just and interest rate forecasts are set to fall over time as well. Two comments about this: low growth forecast, weaker economy, less revenue for the government because you've got less activity. So you've got a lower tax collection, lower government revenue. And I just want to make this point very clear. If you compare the budget 23 to budget 24, and I think you had the opposition spokesperson talking there, you also have to assume that they would be playing with less revenue. So you can't ignore. So technically, if you overlay the numbers, they would have to borrow more as well, because they're dealing with less revenue. Now, just looking at the interest rate forecasts from Treasury, the 90-day rate forecast from Treasury seems to imply a lower official cash rate track than the RBNZ recent forecast. So there's a disparity there. And fiscally speaking, Mike, as we are working towards balancing the books, we need to do that, because we have to work towards potentially another event that we've got to deal to. We've had COVID and we've had the Christchurch earthquake, so you have to work towards that. You've now got a surplus that's pushed out to 2028, so 2027 now in deficit. The borrowing requirement does increase, but that wasn't unexpected. The only other couple of comments I would make, Mike, the operating allowances are quite austere. There will be inevitable changes to the economic environment. They'll need to be adjusted to. There's not much wriggle room there. Inflationary pressures, there does seem to be a balance between the upward pressure from the tax cuts, lower government spending offsetting that. And I think the RBNZ could look through that one-off aspect of the tax cuts and any inflationary bump there. And then my final comment, Mike, was just that I'm struggling a little bit to make connections between the budget measures and productivity gains. Yes, exactly. And I still need to work on that, because I'm still struggling to make that connection.
Exactly. Righto, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones overnight is down 302 points. That's 0.79%, 38,138. The S&P 500 down about 0.25%, 5253. And the NASDAQ just over 0.5% at the moment, lower, 16,825. FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.59%, 8231. The Nikkei was down 1.3%, just over 38,000, the number there. Shanghai Composite down as well, 3091. The Australasian markets were lower yesterday. The ASX 200 losing about 0.5%. closing at 7628. And we fell 121 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, just over 1%, 11,557. Interest rates were relatively unchanged yesterday, Mike, falling budget actually a little bit lower. The New Zealand dollar this morning also relatively unchanged, put 6123 against the US, 0.9221 Aussie, 0.5649 euro, 0.4807 pounds, 95.98 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,343, and Brent crude slightly lower, $81.96.
Good number to go into the weekend with. Have a good one. We'll catch up next week. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.